Hello guys, so good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I will be presenting mapping of LGBTQIA spaces and HIV facilities in the Philippines on OpenStreetMap. My name is Miko. And just a quick backgrounder about myself. So I am a geographer, a mapper. I am an out and proud LGBT advocate. I have been an OSM and HOT volunteer since 2014. I am also the founder of Pilipinas Chubs and Chasers, a growing community of chubs, bears, and chasers from the LGBT here in the Philippines. I am also the ex-partner student office mate, workmate, and colleague of Mr. Mapmaker David Garcia. He has been my professor way back in 2010, I believe. And we've been through very much in the past years working together. So if you've been into one of his talks, within OSM conferences, I believe you pretty much seen a picture of myself in one of his lectures or topics by then. So I am here is because I believe that not all spaces are defined by straight line. Going through just a background of the Philippines or the country where I've come from, it's a very beautiful place with more than 7,000 islands. It's an archipelago in the Pacific. So we are known to be one of the most LGBT-friendly places in the world. And yet, we do not have an equality bill that protects the LGBT community from any form of discrimination. So aside from that, the Philippines has hosted the largest Pride March in Asia in 2019. We have accounted for more than 75,000 participants for our Pride March only, okay? So this happened last year in Marikina City, and yet even with that large number of attendees and allies that come together, the LGBT community has continuously faced discrimination in all aspects of life, in the workplace, in schools, in the military, in churches, etc. Additionally, the Philippines is also known to be one of the fastest growing countries in terms of HIV cases, and yet there is no consolidated data table map that shows any accurate location of all these places in our country. So that is one challenge that we have been facing here. One organization would show you a different list of HIV facilities for testing, for counseling, for treatment, for dispensary. Another organization has a list with a varying information on it and tables on it. And lastly, the Philippines has a strong and passionate mapping community in the country. So our community in the Philippines, is especially the OSM Philippines community, is very supportive with emerging mapping communities. So they very much guide us through the mapping in OpenStreetMap. And yet, as of December 2019, we were able to notice, or some of my friends and I were able to notice, that not a single LGBT place was mapped on OpenStreetMap. So these are just some things that we, to set up the context of what we have in our country, okay? So I'd like to introduce to you the organization I am representing. So it's MapBex. So MapBex is an online community of volunteers advocating for LGBT representation and inclusion on various mapping platforms such as OSM. So MapBex is pretty much a play of word with MapBox. So in our country, Bex or Becky means that it's somehow a comrade or an ally or a friend. Like if you have a friend that is from the LGBT community, you can call him Becky or Bex. So that's where the name of MapBex comes from. So currently, our community is around 10 volunteers, active volunteers, wherein we help each other to actually put the LGBT community on the map. The idea of MapBex stems from the thought that we would want to put, or we would want to see, the places that have meaning or gave us meaning in lives to be on the map. So since if you are on the map, it shows that you are evident, it shows you are existing. So we thought of a way wherein we could push through the representation that there is a need to have anti-discrimination bill for the LGBT community. And we saw that OpenStreetMap or through maps, we are able to be represented or visible or evident since this is what we want in the future. We would want to have a country that treats us equally, that sees us equally. That's why we saw that through mapping, this could be an avenue wherein we are able to be represented. Way back in 2018, Filipinas Jobs and Chasers, the organization I helped organize, was looking for a way wherein it could contribute back to the society. So one way we saw was to participate in mapathons. And since then, since there was a super typhoon that will be hitting Cagayan region on the north part of the Philippines, we actually participated in it and contributed in drawing building footprints in roads so that disaster response or the data could be available when the response goes through after the disaster. Pretty much more than 10 colleagues of mine from the organization participated. We learned how to map building footprints, roads, and that's where the idea came through, wherein our LGBT organization would be able to be an integral part in mapping places here in our country. So since from a very small portion of my group, we were able to extend it throughout the coming years and joined other mapathons hosted by HOT, by OSM Philippines, and others. And it gave us a sense that aside from just partying, drinking, or just enjoying the night, or doing whatever, we found something that we could do together and enjoy also the company of each other. In 2019 then, the group became bigger and needed to make sense of what it should do with the mapping community. So instead of just drawing building footprints in remote areas for disaster response and preparedness, it actually was able to stumble upon the Mental Health Awareness Project by Andy Tabinas and coordinated with them, wherein we were able to see the direction of where MapBex can be bigger, can be better, and was able to find its niche inside the mapping community. So by then, late 2019, we were focused to map out LGBT spaces and HIV facilities for our PLHIV brothers and sisters, for our LGBT community, and put those spaces and places that have meaning to us on OpenStreetMap. So on the first time that the mapping community of MapBex organized a mapping party, it's the first ever in the Philippines, I believe, last December, wherein groups from other organizations joined us and supported us, and this gave us direction towards 2020. So in a span of 6 months, by 2020, MapBex was able to conduct 8 mapping events from January to June. It has also hosted the largest LGBTQIA mapping party in the world. So we were able to tap 56 partner groups, and more than 150 participants joined us in our webinar. So it was a really big party wherein we would need to get other organizations on board that there is this group focused on mapping safe spaces. There is this group focused on assisting other organizations with their mapping needs. And there was this group that wanted to mainstream the LGBT advocacy towards the mapping side. So with that, we were able to immediately get or garner media attention from CNN Philippines and GMA News. So kudos to that. And we were able to establish strong partnerships with the academe, NGOs, community organizations, mapping groups, etc. We can say that MapBex has been one of the fastest growing mapping communities in the Philippines, as it has garnered attention from various organizations because of its timely and pressing advocacy and mapping LGBT safe spaces and HIV facilities. So since because not all spaces are defined by straight lines, MapBex was able to develop four mapping platforms for the community. So the first one is LGBTQIA Safe Spaces Map. We have partnered with Pantay Pilipinas with this map, wherein it shows you the places where or municipalities, cities, and provinces that are protected by an anti-discriminatory bill or law. So local that protects LGBT locally. And it also shows you places that were nominated as LGBT safe spaces in our country. So you could visit the website at bit.ly/LGBTPH. You'll be able to get a quick preview about it. And we use various tools in getting the data from crowdsourcing, from nominations by LGBT organizations and groups. So pretty much we are able to add 50... Around that number, more than 50 LGBT safe spaces on the map. So it features safe amenities, safe workspaces, safe health services, and safe organizations. So we're putting that on the map. So after we are able to validate and coordinate with the LGBT safe space or the owner of the safe space, we then that's where we put in actually on OpenStreetMap. The second map that we're doing currently is the HIV facilities map. So pretty much this was the bulk of the initial MapBex struggle since data from various organizations was different from one another. So the data from this organization is different from the other one, and yet we were able to consolidate it through the process of coordinating with this organization. So currently, I'm proud to say that the MapBex database of HIV facilities is currently the largest number of facilities that were able to be consolidated or collated by a group or an organization. We were able to tandem with various HIV advocate groups during the COVID pandemic to support them with the maps or the location of medicines for HIV individuals. The next process of the HIV facilities map is actually validate the data wherein we will be needing to call in all 600 plus facilities and validate their information from phone numbers, emails, websites, contact persons, addresses, so that we can be able to put it on OpenStreetMap. Yes. The third and fourth map that we've created was in partnership with Mental Health Awareness. So we need to create a space or a mapping platform wherein people can share their stories of either love, life, emancipation, etc., or stories for discrimination, so that people can be knowledgeable of the experiences that we as the LGBT community are commonly facing. So there are stories that were added through the MapBex stories and the stories of discrimination and bullying, wherein anonymously people can just put pins all over the Philippines wherein and read those stories for them to appreciate. So moving forward, we from MapBex would like to enrich the relationships with various organizations by introducing mapping. So I believe that the LGBT community is an untapped territory for mapping volunteers. And this is one entry point wherein we could go into and get the help from their community, since a lot from the LGBT community are very techy, are very young, are very able, just with the right guidance, they'd be able to give or contribute a large number of contributions in mapping. We would also like to continue support in disaster response mapping in the Philippines. So we are in tight partnership with HOT, with other mapping organizations in the Philippines, wherein we would want to still aid them, because once we've finished all the other maps or all the other projects that we are currently facing, we would then default to going back and assisting disaster response mapping or mapping of remote areas in the country. So a lot of places here in the Philippines are still not mapped, and I've been in most of them, And that's one thing that I think where our community can stand out as well in providing support in disaster response mapping. We would also like to continue to reach out to farther organizations. So not all cities in the country have LGBT organizations, and we would want to put them on the map. We would want to them to be connected to other organizations and have that connectedness. And that's very important, especially in any communities. In the numbers that we are able to connect, we are able to also foster and empower our communities within them. And lastly, we would like to implement the nationwide project and add more LGBT safe spaces. There were a lot of challenges that were faced by MapBex throughout starting. Basically, it was a very roller coaster ride for the organization. Ideally, the first thing that we had difficulty was finding the niche within the community, since there were a lot of people mapping roads, there were already groups mapping schools, mapping buildings. MapBex needed to stand out so that the advocacy did not just feel like we're just mapping. It needs to be somewhere that is very close to our heart, and that's where we were able to find our role in this mapping community. And then from there, if we were able to instill the seeds of passion on the and purpose within the hearts of our LGBT community members, that's then we are able to reach out to more mapping activities, mapping events, and contribute better, contribute more. Secondly, it was difficult getting the attention of various organizations, since a lot was competing for the attention of the media or social media. MapBex needed to stand out with this advocacy and make sure that everyone is on board, or at least everyone would know what MapBex is doing for this community. So that then started only by late May or early May, wherein we were able to reach out to a lot of organizations and partner with them, especially through the Pride Month Mapathon that we conducted. But before that, it was very hard to actually ask for people to, hey, can we partner? Hey, do you want to be to join us going through this mapping activity? A lot of people was very skeptical of the technical side of mapping, and that's where we made sure that we need to invite at least a person, two persons, so that people can actually have the feeling that this mapping portion of MapBex is really not difficult. It's just more of like answering a survey, putting a pin onto a place, etc. So more or less, we were able to break that barrier by this June, and more people are getting more aware. MapBex getting more attention and getting more partnerships, and that's wherein we are able to actually survive, because hosting these projects and these activities actually need support financially and logistically. People were wanting to be volunteers. They would want to do this, do that. And that's where the third problem comes in, wherein it's more of an organizational thing, wherein I think with the lockdown, with the quarantine, it became more difficult since everything was online. There was still a need to have physical connection with your new volunteers, your new members, and that became very difficult, especially just doing things online. So, and because not all spaces are defined by straight line, I would like to leave this note as a conclusion that hopefully the open street map community would be more embracing for emerging new communities. Let us always put into ourselves that mapping shouldn't be bounded by just drawing four points and making a building. Mapping shouldn't be coming from just data from imagery, data from GPS points or GPS tracks. Mapping shouldn't be very technical. Somehow mapping, or we should adjust towards making more tools and making it more accessible to people, because I think mapping is very integral in anyone's life, that it's necessary that we use it every day. We use navigation every day. We use mental maps in our head go to get to one point to another. Thus, mapping shouldn't be just for those who know how to make maps, those who know how to use OpenStreetMap, and those who are accessible to these technologies. So we should always remember that the maps that we create are not just for people who know how to map. It should also be for everyone. Maybe in the future, the LGBT community would not need to map out LGBT safe spaces. Because in fact, all spaces are safe. Maybe in the future, the HIV community do not need to map out the HIV facilities in their countries. Because in fact, it is already integrated in any mapping platform that all hospitals have HIV facilities. All clinics in all cities have HIV facilities that cater to the HIV demographic. And to that note, I would hope that you guys would always remember that not all spaces are defined by straight lines. And thank you very much for coming. And I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the Mapbox presentation. I am Trudy. I'm co-hosting with Hiva. Yeah, so you can put your questions in the pad so that we can ask him. Yeah, so I'll be reading some of the questions and he'll be giving us the answers. So one person is asking, do the things you map like self spaces change? How frequently do you have to check the mapping?
So this is actually based on the number of nominations or places that are being mapped. But currently, we are mapped more than or less 50 to 60 places. And we normally check it in 3 months' time. So the mapping that we've done previously are already updated since some stores, some restaurants have been closed because of the lockdown. So updating is really needed as well to adjust, especially in the times. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So another person is asking, are these maps secret somehow? Are they really safe to be up in the open? Because authorities can use them to track down the community members.
This is one of the fears that actually the LGBT community is very scared of, because this then becomes public and live to everyone. But then we, from the community, understand the risk of putting up this LGBT safe spaces. And they themselves adhere to... They themselves adhere to the idea that we can also adjust the location of these points to a proximal location nearby. So there are some cases of LGBT organizations that they don't want to put the actual location, but we adjust it a bit to it. Ideally, this is one of the conflicts that we from MapBex struggled in the starting points, because we also fear that maybe we can be targeted for hatred, for bigotry, and yet we still continue to do it because we would want to show, or we would want to exhibit that courage, that there is strength in numbers, there is strength in being courageous about telling other people where we are. We go to the point as well that me growing up as a LGBT kid, I didn't know where to go. So if this tool or this maps can help a young kid growing up to identify wholeheartedly who he is, then I guess we have served our purpose from MapBex. Yes.
Wait. Another person is asking, how have you contributed during the COVID time? And what impact has MapBex had during this time?
So maybe through the COVID lockdowns, I guess MapBex was able to help HIV organizations and advocacies with the data that we were able to have already to locate it, to prepare for maps for the PLHIV community to know where the location of their medicines are. So some people would be going to the hub or the hospital to where they can get the medicine, and they'll be able to see if it's walkable, it's bikeable, or what. Another thing, it also made more communities for the LGBT community to be more interconnected and be there for each other. Yes. So I guess an addition to the map that we were able to share during the COVID lockdown garnered 23,000 views from various people who need the map during that time.
Thank you. Yeah, so another person in the is saying that we, the community, we are so few, like the community is so few, that we need a map of where all we live. So can we find each other? That's what he is asking. Can we find each other? Like, he needs things like apps to find, to be able to locate each other every time. Maybe if they're in Lusaka, they can be able to find each other.
Yeah. I guess that's what Grindr is there for, or Tinder, if you want to see the individual. But for MapBex, we actually would want to focus on the LGBT organizations that provide support and guidance for growing LGBT kids. So that if, for example, you're in Lusaka, we can also advocate in mapping areas or LGBT organization there so that the right people can guide those who are pretty lost in the journey of identifying themselves. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. There's another question, which was, do you have any recommendations you'd give to the LGBTQ communities around the world, including safe spaces?
Observing the map on OpenStreetMap, actually, we've seen that there are a lot of LGBT spaces that already been mapped in Europe, in the United States, in some parts of Asia. But I guess it focuses on the business type of LGBT spaces where people can meet. But moving forward, I guess we can also put in LGBT organizations on the map so that, because not only, I don't look for LGBT spaces just because they're restaurants in an area. Like, I would like to meet other people like myself in another country with that can support who I am, right? So pretty much what one thing I could recommend for the world, rather the universe, just kidding, would be to let us help each other map out LGBT organizations as well, all over our countries. That's it.
Yes, thank you so much. You have a lot of people are commenting positively about the project, and they really don't have a lot of questions. I think we've asked all the questions. If I've not asked your question, you can let me know.
Yeah. What? What's the question?
Maybe we could ask you, Miko. So, Miko, this is Heather. Miko, thank you so much for your incredible presentation. And there's lots of comments in Telegram, and I'm sure there'll be more. So if you were a young person just getting involved with the street map, what would you recommend for this particular community, like if you're like from a human point of view, like, so you've talked about the map, you talked about the community. What do you need to do as a young person getting involved in OpenStreetMap? What would you recommend for them?
I guess one thing that I could recommend is be your genuine, authentic self, because everything will just shine out from there. Like, I understood OpenStreetMap as mapping. I love mapping, but merging it with what I am and who I am makes it more different and more at the core of my heart. So that, and I guess to all the LGBT kids who are finding themselves, let this be a lesson that being LGBT, you should be proud of who you are, and you can make a big impact to the world. And you can help save lives through mapping, and that. Yeah, that's what I think. Sorry, I'm nervous.
You're doing fantastic, and honestly, you know, I hope that people are inspired by your comments as much as I am. Trudy, do you have any more questions? And Kyle, how much more time do we have?
Got another 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Trudy, do you have a question, or anybody else? Do you have questions? To put them in the hack pad, and Trudy and I can help make sure that we verbalize it.
I don't have questions, but I'm just fascinated with what he is doing. He's really doing a fantastic job. A lot of people can't come out really in even the OSM community, but he has come out and he's trying to really make sure everyone is confident of who they are. I just want to say thank you for what you are doing, and I hope a lot of people in the community could stand up and be like you and come out. And I think we shall save a lot of lives. And because I've been doing some research, because I have a lot of friends of mine who are in the LGBT community here in Lusaka. I'm having a lot of issues because of acceptance. But if the whole community can embrace and be part of the project, I think it will really help so much. One of my friends is trying to commit suicide. He's so much depressed. So we are trying everything to talk to him. I think we shall save a lot of lives also when we really support each other. I'm so impressed with what you're doing, Nico. Kudos.
Wonderful, Nico. All right, so there's a lot of resources on the pad that Nico's done. And Nico, do you have any closing thoughts? I think we have 1 minute left or so. Any other kind of closing things that we haven't talked about yet?
Yes, I guess I would like to tell the world that you go out and map your LGBT safe spaces, put it on OpenStreetMap. Just be sure that the proper people would help you. And don't be afraid. Don't never be afraid, especially in times like this here in the Philippines. We are fighting for a anti-discrimination bill that should have been passed so that we could get the same rights that we deserve. Don't be afraid of that. And the world will definitely be better. Don't worry. Things will get better through time. Just have that heart. And I would like to thank and get this opportunity. Since I have 5 minutes, I would like to thank my sponsor. No. I would like to thank my friends, David, the OpenStreetMap Philippine community, the GEO ladies who have been talking yesterday. I'd like to say thank you to Ministry of Mapping, my Grab family, my friends who have always been very supportive and who trusts that this mapping project can make a difference. Happy Pride to everyone, and see you soon next year. Hopefully I'll be there.
Yes, Miko.
Yes.
Hopefully we meet in person. And again, just congratulations on your work. And also for being so supportive of new mappers potentially and focusing on safety. I think, you know, while this is important to map, I think it's important to do it with the local communities and in a safe way. So thanks again, and have a really great morning or afternoon. How late is it there in the Philippines? You said you're outside of Manila. How late is it there?
Yeah, it's 6:40 in the evening. Yeah, right. We're preparing dinner, and I'll cook my rice now with this wing. Yes.
I would like some dinner.
Yeah. You guys have a great time.